Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of That's My Opinion. I think that my favorite thing about this project it is that I am allowed to have gaps in between each episode because I honestly do not see this as a job. It is an outlet to express my creativity, to just talk, and then you guys hear me talk, and then you maybe criticize me for talking. And I really only want to talk about things that interest me. And we do have the singer and producer Kanye West, who is facing some serious backlash due to his actions and words. Now, I did notice a lot of people kept mentioning that it was related to the Kardashian curse. So that brought my attention. I've known about this curse for a while, so it's nothing new to me, but I did want to dive more into it and kind of dissect it with you guys. So stay at the end. We're going to go ahead and do that. And on this episode, we will be talking about curses in general and how they connect to that alleged Kardashian curse. Now, it is so weird to me that people see curses as nonfiction or something that happens in movies or books, but a curse is not the plot of a movie or a mysterious myth or the storyline of a book. Curses are real, you guys. And according to the Merriam-Webster, a curse is defined as an evil or misfortune that comes as if in response to imprecation or as retribution. It is a cause of great harm or misfortune. Now, historically, curses have existed all over the world, and they've actually been present for centuries. People always assume that only objects are cursed, and I mean, we all remember the groundbreaking horror movie The Conjuring, where the Warrens had a room full of possessed items. Now, whether you believe in that or not, that it is completely up to you, but of course the movie was heavily dramatized. But the reality is that anything can hold a curse, and it could be places, persons, and things. So let's go ahead and dive into it. The Kennedy Curse is something that often appears as a title on tragic headlines. Now, the Kennedy family is an iconic dynasty, but their past is full of sadness. Everyone remembers John F. Kennedy as the handsome, young, and progressive president of the United States. Now, many people do believe that the Kennedy curse actually began after JFK was shot in Dallas, Texas in 1963. While there are others who say it was always a present curse among the family. Many of the family members actually suffered deadly plane accidents. One example is the 1999 small plane crash off Massachusetts that killed JFK's son, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn Bassett Kennedy, and sister-in-law Lauren Bassett. Then, of course, we know Kennedy's older brother, Joe Kennedy Jr., died in 1944 at an air disaster after volunteering to pilot a secret and extremely dangerous World War II bombing mission in Nazi-occupied France. Kathleen Kennedy, also JFK's sister, died on a plane crash. Throughout the next years, many more Kennedy members have gone on to pass away, one to drugs, boat, and another to a skiing accident. So why did this curse happen? You know, there's no exact information. After my Scientology episode, I actually wanted to do a complete episode on this, and I couldn't really find the reason of how it all unfolded. And I feel like if I was gonna do it, I wanted to do it right. Although doing a little bit of research, there are some people that believe that it was the 1941 prefrontal lobotomy operation that was performed on Rosemary Kennedy. And it was actually done against her will, and they removed parts of her brain to ease her life, and that was because her family thought that she was intellectually slow, you know. And some people believe that this unfolded karma in the family, and it's when you research that, it's kind of eerie, you know, it's the way they went about it. And the operation ended worsening her condition. And, you know, she was pretty much done for until her death in 2005 at the age of 86. Now, there's other people that actually do believe that the Kennedy were involved in bootlegging from the beginning, and that also was something that played along. But for exact reason, there's nothing really on the internet. It's really this too. The Curse of Tippecanoe. Guys, this is one of my favorite, was one of my favorite topics to research. And I mean that in a very respectful way. I actually came across this topic and read it. And I was really surprised that it came up when I was doing this podcast. And this one's super creepy and interesting. And I really encourage you guys to do more research. And this curse is also known as the 20-year curse. Now, the curse was said to begin on one of the many painful parts of the American history, and that is the displacement of the Native Americans. U.S. President William Henry Harrison and Shawnee Indian leader Tecumseh found themselves in a feud in 1809. As we know today, the Native Americans lost a lot of land and tribes to the American government. It's a really painful and tragic past, and these loss of land is reportedly what drove Tecumseh's brother, Tenskwatawa, known by the Shawnee as the Prophet, to place a curse of death on all future U.S. presidents elected in the years ending in a zero. Now, I did my research, you guys, and it was crazy because the math is there, the data is there, the information is there. I encourage you guys to look it up. It will come out. Apparently, which I didn't even know, George Bush had an attempted assassination against him, which I believe he was the last president to be elected in the years ending in zero. Now, the eerie thing is that we are in an election year that ends in a zero. So do what you want with that information. The Lake Lanier curse is super sad, and this is allegedly one of America's deadliest lakes. Now, according to Newsweek, quote, Lake Lanier is a man-made lake built in the 1950s. In the process, several grave sites were dug up, leading to folklore claiming it is haunted and even cursed, end quote. The truth is that there has been over 160 deaths since 1994. Now, Lake Lanier was created in the 1950s as an answer to the area's water supply needs, including those of the growing metropolitan area of Atlanta. They say that the government paid every single family to move out, but there are African American families and people who grew up there who say differently. They say that they were allegedly put out against their will, and some people even say that some refused to leave their home when the dam was open, drowning them. Aw, this is another really sad story, and I definitely encourage you guys to look on it. And yeah, water is super to be careful with, and it is something to always respect, and water can definitely be cursed. This was not clickbait, you guys. We're gonna finally discuss the Kardashian curse. Now, as you all know, the Osborne family will always be considered royalty in the reality TV world. But the Kardashians took the world by surprise when mom and manager Kris Jenner carried her family to the heights of fame. Now, Kris Jenner's hard work has often been compared to that of the devil's, and are they wrong? She allegedly sold her own daughter's sex tape for millions. Now, we cannot confirm or deny, but stories like this have followed the family for years. Now, long before the cameras were rolling, Robert Kardashian Sr., rest in peace, was one of O.J. Simpson's defense attorneys. A strategic move that allegedly prevented him from being a witness in one of the most horrific crimes of Hollywood, the Nicole Brown Simpson and Rob Goldman murder. Now, before his death, Mr. Kardashian did express remorse in defending O.J. Simpson, but the damage was done. Now, America began to see the life of the Kardashians unfold in their TVs. Keeping Up with the Kardashians began as a fun, lighthearted show that revolved around a family that seemed familiar to most Americans. Family feud and loyalty. It was like the Brady Bunch meets the Osbournes. Now, we all remember the unfortunate fate that followed the Osbournes after they signed their life away to reality TV. Soon, that same fate would follow the Kardashians. In 2009, Khloe Kardashian married former basketball player Lamar Odom. Their relationship seemed perfect, but soon after, Odom's life began to spun out of control in the public eye. Lamar Odom found himself surrounded by cheating, drug, and alcohol abuse allegations. Now, they finally separated in 2013, and 2 years later, in 2015, Lamar Odom was found unconscious after an alleged drug overdose. He survived, and finally in 2016, the divorce between Khloe and Lamar was finalized. Since then, Khloe Kardashian has dated many men, some NBA athletes like James Harden, who said he had the worst year of his life during that period, and Tristan Thompson, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, many Cleveland Cavaliers associated the poor season they had to the Kardashian curse. Is it real? Who knows? Kourtney and Scott Disick's story goes way back since 2006. Their relationship has been up and down ever since, and it is purely made of co-parenting today. Now, throughout the years, the public saw Scott Disick find himself in and out of rehab, and we, the public, have also seen some of his worst moments played out on TV. Today, though, Scott is a new person and enjoys time with his children, so maybe he found a way to get out of the curse. So I was actually trying to figure out if I should mention Ray J. Like, Ray J's career obviously didn't go anywhere after dating Kim, so I guess that in itself could be seen as a curse. But, I mean, should I? Whatever. Kim was married for 72 days to basketball player Chris Humphries. The details of why the marriage ended have never been fully known. Chris Humphries said that it was a brutal time of his life, just like James Harden. But today, Kim Kardashian is married to rapper, producer, and musician Kanye West. Now, Kanye West has always been known for his vocalness, but his recent antics have pushed fans to believe that his life has taken a drastic turn ever since he began his relationship with Kim Kardashian. But I'm gonna say this, I think it began way back, okay? Way back, and it's a complicated topic, but it definitely did not start then, but definitely it maybe encouraged it. He wants to run for president in the 2020 election, and we're just gonna leave it at that. That in itself is a curse, and that's that on that. So, do I believe in the Kardashian curse? Yes and no. As someone that believes in the occult, I do not believe that those around them are literally cursed. Like, I don't think that they go around putting someone's picture in fire or water or covering them in dust. I don't think that they do that. It's not like in the movies where they sit around in a circle and engage in that type of behavior. However, and it is a big however, I believe in energy. All of the stories that I mentioned, not only the Kardashian, have several things in common, and that is trauma, that is pain, that is sadness, that is unresolved issues, and that is anger. People need to understand that karma is generational and gets carried with us throughout our different lives and through generations. A lot of us are actually paying debts from our past life or from the lives of our ancestors. In the case of the Kardashian curse, when people say it is the fault of the man, we shouldn't blame the woman. Yeah, men are messy. We know that. but I believe that curses have no gender. Anything that holds energy can be cursed. So be careful who you surround yourself with, because energy is constantly being exchanged. In the Kardashian situation, I believe that both parties, the family and the man, or the people that associate with them, have dark and unpaid karma themselves. So when they come together in a relationship, it turns into a misfortune, literally. I think that it is important for us to cleanse our energy and karma and live a good life so that those around us, especially those that we love, don't suffer from the things we have done. We all make mistakes. We have all hurt. We have all caused pain and sadness to others. We have all been toxic at one point or another in our lives. But sooner or later, we have to stop and start cleansing ourselves from that broken life. We will never be perfect, but it is important to start changing so that our future generations don't experience family curses. There are people in your life right now that you know are good for your soul. So keep them close, because the energy that you both exchange is at the same level. You found yourself moving forward in life as do they. So you're moving forward together. There are no misfortunes. However, when someone is cursed, be very careful, because the energy that they release doesn't match yours. That can bring misfortune to your life, and you will know. Just look at your surroundings. You feel tired after hanging out with them. You feel used. You feel like your life is not moving forward and they're not moving you forward. You're miserable, constantly experiencing hardships. So always take care of who you have, what you have, where you go, because every place can be cursed. Because all it takes for a place, a person, or a thing to be cursed, it for that thing, place, or person to have unresolved issues, anger, trauma, karma, whatever the case may be. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode. I'm probably going to take another 3 months for another episode. I apologize in advance. I'm busy. No, I don't know. And that's it. Okay. You get what you get and you don't complain. Now, I know life can feel very heavy right now. So let's take it one step at a time. Today we are alive. Today we are. That's it. If you guys have anything you want me to talk about, please let me know. I strongly appreciate that you do, because it gives me ideas of what to talk about. And in this episode, there were several things or examples I did not want to talk about out of respect. But if you enjoyed this episode, make sure and you share with your friends and family. Thank you.